Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, your host for this great show, taking you behind the scenes of businesses and nonprofits in Flagstaff. And today, with us is Bobby Findley of Benefit Commerce Group. Welcome, Bobby.
Hey, welcome, Julie. Thank you very much for having me.
I am so happy that we get to talk about what's going on at BCG. You haven't always been BCG. You have some longevity in the insurance industry.
Yes. We used to be formerly Findley Benefits of Flagstaff, about 50 years in business. We sold to the Benefit Commerce Group out of Scottsdale in September 2021, but been in the presence in the Flagstaff community for over 50 years and happy to still be serving the community today.
I love it. And insurance is always a big topic because you can't live with it and you can't live without it.
Correct.
What's the main focus right now? What's the big change with the Findleys and Benefit Commerce Group?
Sure, you betcha. And you nailed it, Julie. I mean, medical insurance, you know, specifically group medical insurance, I mean, it is the unnecessary evil, right? You've got, you know, government mandates that are getting more engaged. You're dealing with using leveraging benefits to retain and recruit your employees, the struggles there, the cost of group medical insurance and just how expensive it is, right? And then obviously the administrative burdens that come with, you know, trying to manage a group health plan makes it very challenging for all parties involved.
That's so true, because even with small groups, there's just a lot because you want every single individual to have exactly what their life needs are and meet what their family needs are. So I applaud you because you do have many large groups, but you focus on any type of group for employee benefits, right?
You know, we specifically like to work with employers, you know, 25 or plus employees. However, you know, given the due diligence of being in the community, we'll be more helped, you know, any employer underneath that size.
Before the show, Bobby, you and I were talking about some of the different kinds of medicines and kind of like the buzz out there in insurance right now. There is some talk that the GLP-1 medication, semaglutide might start to be covered, and there's high cost associated with some of those, aren't there?
Yeah, you betcha. You know, these GLP-1s, you know, have hit the market like no other. They've been around for about a year now, and it's really taken the industry by storm. You know, the original purpose for these GLP-1s was to help out with pre-diabetics and type 2 diabetics. Well, what's happening and the way it's evolved is it's now starting to infiltrate in the arena where it's starting to help with controlling of weight loss. And because of that, there lies the problem. You know, we've all seen the commercials and everybody knows the tunes, right? Whether it's the Wegovys or the Mounjaros or the Zepbounds or whatever it may be, you know, those are your prescribed medications, you know, on those GLP-1s. You can also, you know, get them over the counter, you know, in more of a compound zone. But the real challenge here, Julie, is that one is just the pure cost of these medications. You know, on average, you know, without insurance, these medications or these injectables, pardon me, can cost anywhere from $800 to $1,300 a month. But on average, about $1,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the second challenge is that even if you do have group insurance, any type of medical insurance for that matter, the challenge then lies is your insurance going to cover it for its purposes of outside of what its original intentions were, mm-hmm. which were pre-diabetic and type 2 diabetes. So that's really where the challenge is coming from. And there's not a right or wrong. We've seen a lot of wonderful things about these, good and bad, but it is a hot topic. It's a very sensitive hot topic.
Let's tell our listeners again what GLP-1 really means. What's the name of the drug?
Well, there's several that are out there, right? So once again, there are an injectable, you know, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro,
yes.
Zepbound. These are all pretty much the main manufacturers that are out there that you're
That's
seeing.
That's what we hear a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Well, and I wonder when it comes to gene therapy medications, mm-hmm. what is that? I know there's some people talking about that too.
Yeah.
Some of these are way out of the ballpark for me. I'm just kind of like, you know, if I have to go to the hospital, I'll get coverage. Or if I have to go to a doctor, let me have coverage. And now you're just in a new ballpark.
You are. And these gene therapies, very similar to the GLP-1s, I mean, they're taken over by storm too. And a lot of it is because of cost. What is a gene therapy? Well, it's a biological product that contains genes that are used to treat diseases. Okay, that's essentially what they are. In 2021, when gene therapy started to come out, there were a total of 5 that were out there. Fast forward to where we are in 2025, there's now 35 gene therapies that are available out there.
Okay. That's a lot.
We talked about cost earlier with the GLP-1s, Julie. Well, now when you look at some of the FDA-approved therapies that are out there, if I may, there are four of them. And keep in mind, these are single dose cell gene therapy programs that are out there. Of them, of the top four that are out there, they're anywhere can range from $850,000 all the way up to $3 million per one time cost.
Now that's a little bit overwhelming. I know.
Correct.
Thank you for letting us all know. I want to kind of do a 180 and get back to, if you're a local business, what do they have to do to get some quotes from you about perhaps reducing the cost of their current program or adding more employees? What do you do in-house for them when they call?
So we're a full-service employee benefit consulting firm, and that's what makes us unique. If your organization is in need of further education, maybe engagement for your employees, looking for pure general counseling and advising, we can be reached at BobbyFinley@BenefitCommerce.com, or you can call locally 928-779-4107, extension 113, or go to BenefitsCommerce.com, and you can visit the rest of the website.
And I know, Bobby, that thanks for telling everybody how to reach you. I was about to ask. And I know that your senior leadership team has been engaged for so long one-on-one with companies and with individuals. And there's so many companies that luckily have had some growth, and they're to the point where they can offer benefits. So I'm happy that you're able to focus on small, medium, large. You've been a big asset to the community. And what's the philosophy? Are you providing data that is going to help that employer make that decision? It's not always easy because it is an expense, but it is an employee retention factor. If I'm going to be employed, I surely hope I have benefits by my employer, right?
Correct. You're absolutely correct. And one of the challenges, you know, in our line of business is size of employers dictates a lot of the data that can be given to the employers, decision makers, as well as employees. Obviously, the larger the employer, the more data analysis we can get into, whether you're self-funded, which we really specialize in. If you're level funded, that's another unique area that we're engaged in. When an employer is fully insured, you get a little bit less data, but nonetheless, analytical data is available. We do have our own analytics team on staff that can help divulge that data.
Do you have one popular company, or do you represent lots of companies?
Sure, yeah, great question, Julie. No, we're agnostic. So we are carrier agnostic, meaning because we're an advisor and a consultant, we work with all insurance carriers available in our market.
That's important to a lot of people, that's
correct.
For sure. Did we forget anything? We were going to mention something about the public entity benefits trust, because there are a lot of people that are employed by school districts and the fire district and municipalities. What does that entail?
Yeah, sure, you bet. I'll make this real quick here. So one of our larger segments of our organization is working with public entities. And recently I decided to take a mission on, and that is to build out an employee benefits trust specific to municipalities, school districts, fire districts, as well as water districts. And the whole concept of building a trust, which is going to launch July 1st of 2025. And the idea behind it is to leverage power and risk. All right. Mm-hmm. This trust that we have built and are going to deliver on is very unique in nature. It's more about engaging employees, educating employees, and then in turn rewarding employees with tools and services that are available in this trust that I think is unlike what's out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm extremely excited to put a name on this. I can't wait to roll it out, and I'm really encouraged for our public sector employers.
Sounds like a big deal.
It's a big undertaking, but it's been worth it.
Because you're talking a whole lot of employees, but that's very forward-looking to be able to bring that to our community. You're always very outcome-driven, and you care about all of your clients. How long have you been in business in Flagstaff again?
Yeah, so we've been in business for over 50 years in this community.
50 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Something's going right.
Something's going right. And Julie, I appreciate how you said outcome-driven. You know, there's another program that we have an exclusive on here in the state of Arizona, meaning Benefit Commerce Group. And it's an outcome-driven program that we've developed a relationship with the company by the name of Gardner. And essentially what we're doing is we're trying to help employers and employees get engaged by going to see top performing doctors and in turn, okay, have better outcomes. It's a story in itself, but it's an incredible program that we have an exclusive to, and I'd love to share more with either you or anybody else who would like to know more about that.
I love that. Listeners, we've been speaking with Bobby Fenley, co-owner of Benefit Commerce Group. And what is the number or the website for our listeners to reach you, Bobby?
Sure, you bet again, Julie. Once again, my name is Bobby Fenley, and the phone number's here local, 928-779-4107, and I'm at extension 113, or I can be reached by email, bobby.fenley@benefitcommercegroup.com.
And how do you spell Fenley?
Sure, you betcha. F as in Frank, E-N-D-L-E-Y. If you're looking for a car, I can't help you out.
That's why I asked.
Yeah,
that's
go,
a
Julie.
Perfect note.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap with Benefit Commerce Group and Bobby Fenley. I'm Julie Pastrick signing off for today's Chamber Biz Buzz. Thank you so much for tuning in. tuning in. I'm going to see you next time on the radio.
You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.